Hey guys, I'm Craig Slate, and you're listening to
Hello again from beautiful Monterey, California. Our friend Chef Travis has joined us here at the table to talk a little bit about Levy and the company he's with, and the senior executive chef at Notre Dame, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And Chef has been all over the country. He's been in a couple of different spots. He's going to talk a little bit about how he got to Notre Dame and what he does there and what that food program is all about. But yeah, we've got a lot of interesting stuff besides
Welcome.
The fact that
thanks
you're
thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And while you're here, I mean, you came in, this is your first time at IFPA, is that correct?
First time at IFPA and first time in Monterey.
And oh, wow, that's big.
The weather is absolutely beautiful.
How many weeks are you going to stay longer than...
we'd like to. We got to get back for...
You have to make a big trip out of it.
Football starting soon, so we'll be busy.
That's true.
Fall.
So they have a football program there?
Yes. The top football programs.
Yes, absolutely it is. In fact, that's one of the stadiums it's on the bucket list to go and see a game at some point there because, it's iconic.
Okay, I don't want to digress, but... The closest I've been to Notre Dame is I met Rudy Rudiger. He spoke at one of our meetings. That's the closest I've been. Oh, you were there, right? And he signed a bunch of books. And
he did.
Footballs. And really cool guy.
Y'all should come out. Game day is an incredible experience.
We're going to write that down.
It's full of traditions. The stadium's nostalgic, and food's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's start. So a couple of things. You're here first time IFPA.
Award-winning.
You're an award-winning chef here. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We were selected for the college university segment along with 8 other winners from different segments throughout the U.S. And so it's an incredible experience to come out and one, share our story, but then hear the stories of all the other chefs and the incredible things they're doing. So the networking opportunities have been outstanding.
That's great.
We started to cultivate a lot of good ideas that we can take back and share with our teams and continue to grow our programs.
So, you guys, and that journey and how you wound up getting the award, I mean, it started in New Orleans, is that correct? Or kind of what's a little bit on your background? How do you wind up at South Bend?
Sure. So I've been with colleges and universities for 21 years.
Okay.
I did some work while I was in college for the food service contract, and I fell in love with it. I ended up staying after and getting a position and stayed in Iowa for a few years and then relocated to Kansas City. I spent a couple of years there supporting schools between Kansas and Missouri, and then landed in the heart of New Orleans at Tulane University. Spent about 8 years at Tulane, and while I was there, I got to learn. I mean, you think about one of the best food cities in the world.
There's a couple good restaurants there.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, and so I had an opportunity to really get involved with the community of New Orleans and get into working with local farmers, growers, ranchers, fishermen from all over the area, and we started to really learn about the culture of New Orleans and how it was founded with everyone coming to New Orleans and bringing their flavors from around the world, and how the cuisine continued to cultivate flavors from what was being grown in that area. When you think of the difference of between Mirepoix and Trinity and the foundations for the majority of all the great dishes. So we always talk about where food came from.
Right.
And so we started to learn those stories and getting really involved. And so with our food programs in that area, we were feeding about 250,000 people a week. Wow. And we knew we could make an impact in the city and the state. And so we started going to visit farms and we talked to local growers and we started finding products that were going to be a great fit for our chefs to work with and build menus and programs. And then worked with dietitians to deliver nutritious, healthy food to students. And that was a big foundation because I started learning a lot more about community and how we can affect change, not only on campuses, but the campuses and communities we live in. And so that program began to grow. And next thing you know, we were out helping plant crops or in the Gulf of Mexico. Pulling in shrimp that we knew we were going to be serving.
Awesome. Yeah.
All the way to local catfish farms where we're serving 500 pounds of catfish on the weekends. And we started to look at all of the you know, the items that are being grown in that area and the seasonality and how we could bring those fresh ingredients and educate students. And being in higher ed, it's all about education. And so we played a big role in that to educate students on what's healthy and how to eat. And then,
now, you're educating students that are in food service program or just in general? Is there an outreach?
I think in general.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of times in food services, the students spend a lot of time with the chefs and the dining facilities. So you have a chance to do that. So that New Orleans was a good segue into community and starting to get into those programs where we started to work with farmers, kind of adopt local farms. And it was definitely a really good time. And we had...
In other words, they could plan their volume for your
for us
usage,
right? Yeah, we would write recipes. So, for example, like eggplant during a certain season or Creole tomatoes would come out. We worked with our chefs and dietitians to create recipes. So when that product hit the market, we could roll it out to the schools, which was great because it was a good partnership. It was a good use of the product. And we got that local flair.
So I'm interested in your eggplant recipe. So we grow, we're a very large
in his
shipper.
Day job.
My other life, that SunFed life. So we're
oddly enough, we can't survive on podcast money. So
I'm trying. I've got so eggplant is an important thing for, that I'm trying. You know, there needs to be more consumption of eggplant.
I mean,
it's such a versatile fruit. I mean, it's outstanding. What's your go-to recipe for eggplant?
We do a lot of eggplant parmesan.
Okay.
It's just kind of a version of someone that wasn't going to have chicken as a choice.
Yeah.
They had an alternative. It turned out really good.
So nice. So egg parm is your go-to for eggplant?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. So for you in the university, did you go to Florida from Tulane? You left Tulane?
I did. My career took us to Tallahassee.
Okay.
I spent some time at Florida State. We had an opportunity to open up new restaurants on campus there.
Yeah.
And we took a lot of the programs that we found that worked very well and started immediately, hit the ground running. Next thing you know, we were visiting bee farms. We had a local honey that we procured for the campus. And we had went out and held the bees, which was really interesting and fun and also scary. But we had a lot of fun. And we got out to, you know, farms that had diverse crop growth. And then we would get out to farms that did singular items. And we continued to just build those relationships. And sometimes there's relationships that already exist through our purchasing agreements, where you're just getting out and making connections and you're making that, you're telling the story. And other ones, we've fostered new relationships. And once we were able to develop some of those relationships, they were then in the system, and not only could we use them, but others in the community as well. So we could bring some more growers online, which was really awesome.
And so now you're up at South Bend.
Yeah.
So for you, you're all food consumed via the university,
yeah.
Be it a sporting event, be it the camp, you know, just regular campus meals, all that falls under your umbrella, correct?
At the University of Notre Dame, we cover like four areas.
Okay.
So game day hospitality, all the clubs and concessions. So when everyone's there cheering on the Fighting Irish, 80,000 people in-house. That would be us. We take care of all the clubs and the concessions. On the backside, we feed the teams on campus.
Okay.
So we do performance-based meals, working directly with dietitians and our chefs, collaborating on pre-game, post-game performance meals where people are eating for energy.
Yeah.
To perform out on the court or the field.
Yeah, and they're probably they're pretty big eaters.
Yeah, I would say so.
They consume some calories, I'm guessing, given the energy they're about to expend, you know, getting out there for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yes, but you said 80,000,
yep.
More or less. I mean, how many, what does that day look like? I mean, that's a heck of a lot of food to be putting together.
What's staff size?
Yeah,
we have an incredible team. So we have a great core team on campus, but we also have relationships with chefs throughout the country at other Levy properties, as well as a freelance network of culinarians that travel in year over year. We have chefs that have been with us for over 6 years, six seasons now, that continue to come back to Notre Dame for the fall. Because it's definitely
and they just stay there,
place.
Or they're coming in and out for that week.
They'll come in, you know, like during the summer, they'll spend some time up in New York at other properties, and then they'll come in for Notre Dame, spend the season with us, and then go on to some of the other areas of business that kick off. But it all makes it happen. So the core team is very strong, and then we bring in additional culinarians that support game day. But for a Saturday game, 3:00, we start on a Monday. we start getting product in.
And
product comes in, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right. Friday, throughout the week, depending on what the items are. We start staging, start mm-hmm. pulling racks together, organize production sheets, a lot of meetings, a lot of organization.
Oh, I can't believe that. Because you're not doing nachos and hot dogs. Doing a much more So what can when I finally go up to South Bend, you know, what am I gonna be treated to? We talking.
So we have a couple really great items in the stadium themselves, but we do have a signature Shamrock pretzel you can only find at Notre Dame.
Nice.
In South Bend, Indiana, nowhere else in the world.
Well.
And we've had that now for this will be our fourth season, and it's a big seller. And then we do a lot of local items, like we have a South Bend pot roast sandwich, which has caramelized onions and horseradish sauce on a beer cheese bun.
That sounds amazing.
That people love.
We probably shouldn't even ask these questions because we're fasters, so, but it's a little tough.
Sometimes by choice, sometimes by necessity, but I don't think we asked. Is food service something you want to do your whole life, or how? Right, we didn't ask.
Okay. I originally went to college. I have a bachelor's degree in business management, entrepreneurship, and economics. And I originally was going to go to school to be a lawyer. I did stuff during high school mock trial. I loved it. Grandparents were on the board, and so it was like when I got into food service, I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. I met some people that were just fun to be around. And I saw what they did when people came in and ate a meal, how people felt afterwards. And I said, I want to be part of that. And I remember when I called my mom and told her, and she says, you're going to do what? And now it's funny because we celebrate all the fun things we're doing now. And my mom's actually in South Bend. She's watching our daughter now.
Oh, nice.
So we could come out for the
show. Shout out, Mom.
So, yeah. Yep. Thank you.
That's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, so obviously lifestyles from a schedule perspective is different. Yeah. I mean, you're committing to something that's typically, right? More nights, weekends, a lot of time that I guess we would say in our normal 9-to-5 is extraordinary, although it doesn't seem like 9-to-5. I think for us it's more like
there's no
5-to-9.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's always interesting to hear kind of what the genesis of the whole passion was, you know.
And my wife and I worked together in the business. So when we met in New Orleans, she was at the World War II Museum running banquets and taking care of.
We've been to an event there. I think actually IFPA had an event there one year. At the World War II Museum in New Orleans. We've been there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And so we met there and then continued our journey into Florida together, where she was the senior sales manager for the campus. So she sold all the events, and our teams executed them.
Wow.
So where's your wife from?
New York, Long Island.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, my wife's from Louisiana. I thought maybe since you met her down there, maybe she was there. But, my mind, you know, you talk about the cuisines, the difference. So my wife's from North Louisiana, which excellent food up there, but it's completely different in a lot of ways to what you get down in South Louisiana. It's a whole different scene. And it's like you said, what the food that was in that area, you know, didn't have as much seafood up there. You know, had a lot of catfish. So catfish is...
Haring catfish.
What's that?
Haring catfish in North Louisiana. We met Carl and his family.
Okay.
And they did all the catfish for our campuses.
Very nice.
It was cool.
Well,
we were back in New Orleans last week for the American Culinary Federation National Convention.
Uh-huh.
And so it was great, like, reconnecting with the chefs and seeing people we haven't seen in a few years. Got Chef John Fulce did a beautiful demo. Watched some of the traditions, you know, gumbo, jambalaya, roux.
God, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
My wife's from East Texas, or her family's, her dad's side of the family's from East Texas.
We should have.
And there's a restaurant, I think it's in Grand Saline, I've been to, and it's only open 4 days a week, and it's just for lunch, and all they serve is catfish. I'm assuming there's probably places like that.
Yes.
I mean, it's right there, right by the border.
It's very same. Very similar. So, all right, in all your travels, exciting stuff, you know, you got all these people there. Then what's it like when game day hits? I mean, is it just pandemonium pretty much at that point in time?
It's full of energy. You got to think people are there. We're cheering on the team.
Right.
We're excited to create lasting experiences. People come to the stadium for tradition. We get a lot of generations that come together where grandparents are bringing kids to the stadium because, you know, they grew up watching Notre Dame, and so it's great to see. But we bring a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to step back and know that you fed that many people, you know, great meals, great experiences.
Yeah, the food portion, he and I, this whole show, we got started, you know, we're in the produce business, but yeah, the connection of food, right? I mean, when you get into it, right? I mean, this is how you can get passionate about this stuff, is because, it's much more than just feeding somebody, right? I mean, you're making an emotional connection, right?
You know,
like you said, with a tradition. You know, it's obviously the fuel for your body, so that's, got a huge importance. But, it's one of those things where, a lot of times we don't really appreciate food like we should, right? You know, we don't slow down and take time. You know, we just, like I say, we just consume it without really taking time to appreciate it. And like for somebody like you, I mean, that's probably where you found your love, right? You realize
it's very intentional.
Yeah, it's very intentional in connection. Yeah. And I think you alluded to the fact, I mean, you have a bent towards the healthy side of it, right? I mean, you talk about it, you know. How has your cooking influenced in terms of health and what you're trying to, not only make that connection, not only create that experience, but what drives
you? But making it nutritious, obviously, with high quality ingredients. And
I think it has to do with, you think back, probably about 10 years ago now, and it's becoming more prevalent where chefs are partnering with dietitians. You're seeing that big on college campuses, especially in athletics when you're working with dietitians regularly. But they're building meals that are, I always said, chef-created, dietitian-approved. And so you're finding like a good balance of flavor plus fuel for either, student-athletes or people looking at healthier lifestyles and all those areas.
Hmm. Well, the younger people certainly seem to be a bit more on, they seem to understand nutrition and health, certainly better than when I was in college. And, in fact, we understood everything that was non-healthy.
Mm-hmm. I think about food, though, and, sometimes you remember, how food tastes, but things that are hard to forget are great memories and experiences. So when we think of game day, we think of, the entire experience that someone's going to get.
Gotcha.
Coming to the game and getting that hot dog that you're thinking about, or getting the souvenir cup of the game to take back and to create those memories.
Yeah.
And so when we think about our local partners, we can help create those stories and tell those stories. So instead of just having this incredible menu that's in front of you and us talking about it, we can talk about the story of meeting the farmer and heading out to the farm to pick up maybe the local berries that were in season that we then brought back to campus and turned into what's going to be on your plate tonight. And when we start telling those stories, I mean, it's still the same berry, but now we've told the story. We've talked about the partnership with the farm. We've talked about the journey where the chefs go and come back and what they're doing with the products in the kitchen. And now when you walk away, you feel a sense of a connection to the food and where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So part of IFPA was, how did we take all those experiences and local partnerships and showcase what we work with? And it's interesting because we work with a lot of local products when we have maybe a smaller dinner for 10 to 20 people. It might be a VIP party on a Friday night before a game day. And everything on that menu is coming from one of our local farms. Around the state of Indiana or super close by.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to walk out and talk to the guests and tell them about where the items are coming from and create that story about the meal that they're about to enjoy. And I think that heightens it completely.
For sure.
And takes it.
I mean, I would say because of all of what you just mentioned, but also the fact that people just don't take the time anymore, right? I mean, everybody's busy, which is, I hate the word anymore. Everybody you talk to is busy. Everybody busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
Yeah. But everybody's busy. So, to take the time and eat even intentionally, as we mentioned, that's a big deal, right? So it is an event in and of itself.
Yeah.
I've been to some dinners like that, farm to table dinners, and it's always cool, but you just can't do it every day. It's not feasible. As an attendee, I mean, obviously you do it every day.
Yeah.
So Levy, what campuses are they on? In other words, obviously Notre Dame, but it's a big company, so you guys have several.
Yeah, we work with campuses all over the U.S. Some of the schools that I work more directly with are Oklahoma, Mizzou, and Iowa State are ones that I engage weekly with the culinary teams and start discussing programs for the fall. And,
but not A&M, yeah, you're not down at College Station?
We're there.
Are
yep,
you?
Yep, okay. We're down at College, yep.
Very nice.
And starting next year, Notre Dame's going to have a home-and-home series with them, which will be fun because it's great when we have an opportunity to be at a partner school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And coming up, when we get back, Notre Dame's opening up the season against Navy in Ireland. And Levy does the facility in Ireland.
Wow.
So we brought the chefs to Notre Dame last year, had an opportunity to learn some of the game day hospitality and flow of a game day, and meet a lot of the season ticket holders and enthusiasts that are going to be traveling to Dublin. And so we have an opportunity, we're going to be traveling with the team over to Dublin and working with feeding the athletes while they're there, as well as creating an experience that's localized to Dublin, as well as still having some touches
that's
back
awesome.
To South Bend.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool experience right there.
So, let's go.
Yeah, I was going to say, heck of South Bend, we're going to Dublin.
To kick the season
off. To watch a football game.
Yeah. And that's this year?
That's this year, 25th. So open it up, and then we come back, and we open up September 2nd on campus. And then two more big games, Ohio State, which we haven't played Ohio State at home in over 10 years. And then back with USC. And so it's going to be an exciting year.
Yeah, it sounds like, sure. No, and it's, like I say, it's a team. Obviously, I'm biased towards the Texas team, but it's always, a blast to watch. And the fans are just, they love the team, right? And then they really show it. So it's always fun to watch. I'm getting the hand wave over there, but I a couple of things, just here at the show, just real quick, you think, besides Monterey being beautiful, I mean, have you been able to, garner some information from here and pick up on some things?
Yeah, I think this is my first show, mm-hmm. and I've been part of, when we go to ACF conferences or NACUPS conferences, we meet a lot of food partners, and they touch in this segment. And to see how intense and meet like all of the growers and packers and distributors here has been great. I felt like I knew a lot about things. And then when I started getting into some of the details, I was like, I want to learn more. We went on farm tours yesterday. We went to Monterey Mushroom, which was great. And we had an opportunity to go out to a local mushroom farm in Florida and to see some of the similarities between the two, but also see some of the differences that they're doing here and the scale that it's being done at. So we've had an opportunity to meet directly with growers. We've had opportunities to reconnect with people that we're already working with and seeing how we can continue to partner together going into our busy season in the fall, and then cultivate new relationships with people that help provide maybe better options that we can look at when we think of menu development or things that we hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. And then to see some of the technology that the growers and distributors are using to track product, again, to go back and tell that story when we start talking about where those items come from. Because on a larger scale, we meet with a lot of growers and they can trace things back to farms, and people don't think about that. They think about the local farm that they bought from in their community, but you can trace back to where almost anything comes from these days.
Oh yeah, pretty much everything we do, we grow primarily out of Mexico and bring it in. So we're in typically in the off season. We're coming up when you can't grow stuff here in the United States, and we're the contra seasonal. But yeah,
sounds like a glowing endorsement, though.
What's that?
I said he just gave a glowing endorsement for folks to come to the food service conference. It sounds like.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a great experience, and hopefully we get a chance to come back.
But yeah,
definitely. 42 years it's been going on. I have a sneaking suspicion that it'll continue to.
Well, the hospitality here has been outstanding, from the staff we've interacted with to just walking around the area. The weather, thank you.
Yeah.
It's hot back home.
And anytime you come out here, it's like this. They don't know what a heat wave is.
They think they know.
They think, but they don't.
Yeah.
But it's fabulous. Certainly glad to have you with us and join us. I mean, again, congrats on your award. Congrats on first trip out. Like I say, hopefully we'll get a chance to connect with you again next year when we're all back in town together. But
yeah, definitely know there's a lot going on. You want to maximize your time here, so thanks for taking a break and coming over and seeing us.
Yeah, thank you for helping us share our story, and I'm looking forward to getting back and sharing everything that we learned with our team and continue to grow.
Yeah, awesome. And like I say, you'll get some of this, and ideally you guys will be able to share this there at the campus and through your network as well. But really appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. Yep. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Back to South Bend.